Es kann so sagen, dass wir so schauen, wenn wir uns sagen, dass wir uns auf die Gimmel. Sagt der Mischner, für Pesach und Chattis was schlecht und nicht Lashma, oder if the Kabbalah Halacha was Rika was not Lashma, or if it was done Lashma and not Lashma, or if they were done not Lashma and Lashma, they're puzzled. What's the case of Lashma and not Lashma? If he began the Avodah for the sake of a Pesach and continued for the sake of a Shlom, what's the case of not Lashma and Lashma? He started the Avodah for the sake of a Shlom and continued for the sake of a Pesach. This is because a carbon can become puzzled during any one of four things, Shkita, Kabbalah, Halacha, or Rika. Rav Shimon says that an intent of not Lashma during the Halacha does not make the carbon puzzled. He would say this is because a carbon can't be done without Shkita, Kabbalah, Rika, but it could be done without halacha if it's shechet rapid aside on his back, and therefore it's not as essential. Rabbi Eliezer said, if the kohen was walking in the place he was supposed to walk to carry the blood, then an improper intent can make the carbon puzzle. However, if he was walking in a place where he didn't have to walk and had an improper intent, it would not make the carbon puzzle. Shlechting Rabbi, will an improper intent during the Kabbalah make the carbon puzzle? The Braisa tells of a conversation between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, where among other things, Rabbi Akiva said, the improper intent during Kabbalah does not make the carbon puzzle. So Rava said, the Braisa is referring to the intent of Pigel, and our Mishnah is referring to the intent of not Lishma. This can be proven from the fact that Mishnah says a carbon comes puzzle, doesn't say a carbon comes Pigel. Shlechting Rabbi says an intent of Pigel only applies when it was had during the four blood avodes, but not during the pouring of the extra blood on the side of Mizbeach, or during the burning of the pieces of the animal on the Mizbeach. The Braisa says that an intent for Pigel during the Kabbalah does make the carbon at the pickle. And if it's more, the first price refers to where the shkita was done with intent to do the Kabbalah after its allowable time. That doesn't create a pickle. Second price is talking about where that during the Kabbalah he had an intent to pour the blood on his back after its allowable time. That does create a pickle. Second, one of the rabbis asked Rava, does pickle not apply to the pouring of the blood on the side of his back or the burning of the pieces of the animal on his back? A price says the pasuk of v'im heyachol yeachel teaches that pickle applies to two types of eating: a person's eating and the eating of the mizbeach. And if it's more, this price refers to the case where one does zrika with the intent to pour the extra blood onto the side of his back after the allowable time, which makes pigle. The early braisa refers where he pours the extra blood onto the side of his back with the intent to burn the pieces of the animal on the mizbech after the allowable time. That does not create pigle. Talking about Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Chiya said, I have heard that if the kohen dips his finger into the blood, which he has to do for a chatas, which is offered on the inside of his back, if he does that with a pigle intent, it makes the carbon into pigle. Ilfer heard this and repeated it to Bar Pada, who said that pickle is learned from a carbon shlum. Therefore, just like regarding a carbon shlum, the dipping of the carbon's finger will not make a pickle, because you don't do that for a shlum. So too for a chatz, the dipping of the finger will not make a pickle. The Gemara says it's not correct, because we don't learn all the halachas of pickle from shlum. For example, pickle only comes about when the pickle intent was the only reason to make the carbon possible. When a chatz is offered not lishma and pickle, and for pickle, it does not become pickle. This is true even though if a shlum is offered not lishma with pickle intent, it will become pickle, because a shlum that's offered not Lashma, it does not become puzzle. Rather, the laws of pickle for other kabbalists are learned from the extra words in the psukim. Zakhmar Rabbi Shuman Levi said that he heard that the dipping of the kohen's finger into the blood with pickle intent does make the carbon into pickle. Rish Lakish asked, the pickle is learned from carbon shlum. Therefore, just like carbon shlum, the dipping of the carbon's finger doesn't make a pickle, so too for a chatas, the dipping of the finger shouldn't make it into pickle. The Gemara says, not correct. We don't learn all the halachas of pickle from shlumim. For example, pickle only comes about when the pickle intent was the only reason to make the carbon possible. When a chatas is offered not lishmo and with pickle intent, it does not become pickle. And this is true even though if a shlum is offered not lishmo with pickle intent, it does become pickle, because the shlum does not become possible from being offered not lishmo. Rabbi Yosef, son of Hanina, said, in fact, we do learn all of pickle from shlumim. The fact that chatas does not become pickle with pickle intent when the carbon is offered not lishma is only because that's a psul only for chatas, not for shlam. However, a psul that applies to shlam would prevent the shlam from becoming pickle, even if there was pickle intent. Rabbi Yemi said it all depends on what is essential to make the carbon valid. Pickle intent during the avoida would make it pickle. Therefore, although the dipping of the finger into the blood of the shlam with pickle intent would not make the shlam pickle, that's because the dipping of the finger is not an essential avoida for shlam. However, since for a chatas offered inside, that is an essential avoida, so pickle intent during that act would make the carbon into pickle. Rabbi Mori said we can prove this from a mission which says whoever does the kmitza puts it into a keli, brings it to his back and offers it on his back. Now we understand why the kmitza is needed, because that's a shchita of a carbon mincha, so to say. And we also bring it to the mizbeach as a locha, and the offering is called would be like this rika. What's the significance of putting into a keli? You can't say it's like kabbalah. If the shchita of an animal comes on its own into a keli, whereas the mincha of a kohen has to be put into a keli. Rather, it must be that since it's essential that the mincha be put into a kli sharis, it's considered important, and therefore can be the basis to make a pickle. Similarly, with regard to dipping the finger into blood, since it's needed, it's considered to be the halacha for that carbon, and therefore it could serve as the basis for a pickle. Mar says that's not a proof. It may be that putting the mincha into the kli sharis is the kabbalah, because why should be a difference if it goes there on its own or if the kohen puts it in? Maybe we can say that this is a machlokes between Tanoim. One One braisa says that dipping of the finger with pigle in tent cannot make the chatas pigle. Another braisa says that it can't. Maybe we can say that they argue whether or not the dipping is considered to be the avodah of the halacha. And Mara says it may be that everyone agrees that it's a halacha. And machloikis is that the first braisa follows the rabbanu who say that pigle in tent during the halacha can make the carbon pigle. The second one follows Rav Shimon who says it cannot. In fact, the second braisa follows Rav Shimon that why does he need to discuss dipping the finger? Rav Shimon says that only a carbon offered on the outside of his back like a shlomim can become pigle. And Mara, rather, both braises follow the rabbanu. The braisa that says dipping the finger can make pigle refers to a chatas offered inside, and the braisa that says it cannot make pigle refers to a chatas offered on the outside mizbeach. Although it seems obvious that dipping the finger could not be the base of a pigle on an outside chatas, we would think that since we learn out the halachas from the outside chatas from the pasuk that discusses the kohen dipping his finger into the blood, maybe the dipping of the finger is a significant avodah even for the outside carbon. Kamash malon.